And then it goes on. And he, the Grinch, he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. And then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. What if Christmas, he thought, Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. Christmas doesn't come from a store, and sometimes we forget that. Now, deep down inside, we all know that Christmas isn't really about what we get. Even little Johnny knew that. You remember little Johnny? Preachers talk about him all the time. It was almost Christmas, and Johnny asked his mom if he could have a new bike for Christmas, and she said, well, I think the best idea is for you to make him ride Santa Claus and see if Santa Claus might be willing to get you that bike. But little Johnny, having just played a vital role in the school nativity play, back when they still did school nativity plays, said that he preferred to ride Jesus. And his mom said, that's fine, honey. And so he went to his room, and this is what he wrote. Dear Jesus, I have been a very good boy, and I would like to have a bike for Christmas. But as he thought about it and read it over and over, he wasn't satisfied. I think because he knew it wasn't actually entirely true. So he decided to try again, and this time he wrote, Dear Jesus, I'm a good boy most of the time, and I'd like a bike for Christmas. And he read that back, and he wasn't happy with it either. And so in his third version, he wrote, Dear Jesus, I could be a good boy. Especially if I had a new bike. And after reading that, he decided, you know what? That's not going to do either. And so he went for a walk, trying to think what might be a better approach. And it wasn't long before he walked by a home that had a lovely nativity scene out on their front lawn. And he found himself drawn to it, walked over, looked around, and before you know it, the figurine of Mary was tucked under his jacket. And he went back to his room. And he wrote, Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again, I better have that thing back. Right, Christmas isn't about what we get, we know that. But it isn't about what we give either. The problem, I think, is this. Selfishness is such a pervasive and pernicious problem in our culture that the church has been quick to say, okay, close enough. When we manage to get the focus off of getting and on to giving. Off of getting and on to giving. Does that make sense? We act as though the battle that we're fighting is just selfishness and greed. And it's not. It's bigger than that. It's consumerism and materialism as a whole. Because you see, as long as it's still about gifts and the giving of them, it's still finally, ultimately about stuff. And Christmas isn't about stuff.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. We need more selflessness. We need people who are willing to give. We need more generosity. But shifting the focus from getting to giving doesn't really solve the problem because it's bigger than that. The old wisdom that you've heard from childhood is true. It is better to give than to receive. But that's not final. What it's about. That's what Christmas isn't about. So what is Christmas about? I think among all the different ways that we can answer that question, there are at least three worth mentioning this morning. Christmas is about what we've already been given. Christmas is about what we've yet to receive. And Christmas is about what we do with it once we've got it. So the first of those, Christmas is about what we've already been given. God, in the incarnation, has given us the gift of himself in his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, loved you and me, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him wouldn't perish, but instead might be given the gift of eternal life. The gift of God at Christmas is his presence with us, the incarnation, Emmanuel, God with us. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, whatever life is about for us in that moment, he says, I'm with you. That gift is about salvation from sin. As I said as we began our time of worship this morning, Christmas is part of the story. But unless the Christmas story continues with the Easter story, it's not good news, because it's only the story of a God who loved us enough to come, but it's not the whole story of the God who came with a solution for our problem. The good news is that He came and that He loved us enough to sacrifice Himself for us, and that in doing so, He had victory over the grave, opening up the promise of new life for you and me. That gift is also God's power to do in us what we can't do for ourselves, including making of us the men and women that God created us to be. The churchy word we use for that is sanctification. It means being set apart for Him and for His purposes. That's the gift of Christmas, His presence with us, the gift of salvation in this tiny baby boy, and the gift of the possibility of becoming like Him, God's intention for us from the beginning. We have already been given all these things. And Christmas is about what we've already been given. As much as something that you might receive would be a blessing for you this Christmas, or as much as something you might give would be a joy for you this Christmas, Christmas is actually about what we've already been given. It's also about what we've yet to receive. I just need to ask you this morning. Have you received that gift? Not has it been given to you by Him, but has it been received by you? Amen. Have you said yes to the gift He wants to give? Not just heard about it, but really received it. Jeez. Some of you have heard me talk before about some good friends that I have who, for years and years and years, have been estranged from their son. I can remember going to their home at Christmas time. I guess maybe 2 or 3 days after Christmas, and seeing under their Christmas tree gifts that were still there. Now, that's not an uncommon thing in our family. We sometimes still have gifts under the tree at Christmas for aunts and uncles, folks we haven't seen yet, folks that we're looking to meet up with in the next couple of days. But that wasn't the case for this family. Those were gifts that they longed to give to their son if he made it home for Christmas this year. That was their prayer. Year in and year out, it was their prayer day in and day out. He would someday come home. And every year there were gifts under the tree. I'd known them for a few years when I got to see the closet that was full of those unopened gifts. The gifts were there. They were offered. They'd in fact been stockpiled for years. New gifts every year. The question I'm asking this morning is not whether He's given the gift. He's given the gift. The question is, have you received it? Is there yet something more for you in Christmas, this Christmas? Is there yet something more for you in the gift of Jesus Christ this Christmas? If there is, don't miss it. Christmas is about what's already been given. Christmas is about what we've yet to receive. And Christmas is about what we do with it once we've got it. Isn't that what really matters? Do we cherish the gifts that we receive? Did we as kids? You remember what it was like as a kid, right? You remember what it's like with your kids, maybe? They forget about those gifts over time. They get bored with them really quickly sometimes, right? They get used to them. They lose their appreciation of them. They grow weary of them. They discard them. I don't want to be too melodramatic, but I think there's a sense in which sometimes we do that in some form or another with the gift of God in Jesus Christ. Things that were precious and immense to us somehow are forgotten and diminished over time. We get used to them. We get bored with them. Again, think about childhood gifts. Once you've gotten them, Did you share them? Or did you hoard them?
Come on, teach you.
And do we do that with the gift of God in Jesus Christ? Do we share Him with others the way He longs to be shared? Or do we kind of keep that to ourselves? For us. Maybe not selfishly because we don't want others to have it, but selfishly because we don't want to put ourselves out there and risk our relationships with other people or risk being embarrassed or risk whatever in choosing to share Him with them. It's still selfish. It's about what we do with that gift once we have it. I think these are the sorts of questions that we need to have the courage to ask about our faith. What are we doing with the gift of God that God has given us? Are we being good stewards of that ultimate gift in Jesus Christ? Are we sharing it or hoarding it? Are we esteeming it highly? Are we prizing it above all else? Or are we in different ways at different times treating it casually? Christmas is about what we've already been given, what we've yet to receive, and what we do with that gift once we've got it. So the last issue for this morning, at least for me, is this question. What does Jesus want for Christmas? What might Jesus want for Christmas? It is, after all, His birthday, not ours. So what does He want? I saw an image the other day that I think communicates this idea perfectly. It's an image of Jesus and someone like you or me. With our heart in our hands, with our arms extended, we say, "It's all I have." And He says, "It's all I want."
Hallelujah.
Folks, that's the message of Christmas. That's the message of Christina Rossetti's poem, "In the Bleak Midwinter," that we sang part of this morning, that you heard from some of you as we gathered for worship. The last verse has these words: "What can I give Him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. What I have, I give Him. My heart." That's what Christmas is about, folks. Christmas is about Him. And I hope part of your celebration of Christmas this year will be about what you can give to Him. And there are all sorts of things that we can do in His name, and that's good. I said that at the beginning. I hope part of your celebration of Christmas this year will be about the good you can do for another in Jesus' name. Those are offerings of yourselves and of your stuff and of your time and of your energy to God that He can do beautiful things with. Ultimately, what He wants, I think, for Christmas is us, is our hearts, who we are deep inside. So what's the good news this morning? What's Christmas about? I mean, what's the good news for us if we've behaved as if Christmas isn't what it's supposed to be about? If we've gotten it wrong in one way or another? The good news is that God forgives.
Amen.
The good news is that if we get it right, Santa teaches grace. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, whatever you think about Santa, we all know that all our little boys and girls weren't perfect little boys and girls, right? I'll make it more personal. When you were a kid, were you a perfect little boy or little girl? No. But Santa brought you gifts anyway. Right? If that doesn't teach what grace is, I don't know what does. And maybe we need to talk about that a little more clearly. But the good news is He forgives. The good news is that even in the midst of all the stuff, there's a chance for kids to learn what grace is all about. And the good news is it is never too late to be in love with Him. It's never too late to be in love with Him.